The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
I'm pretty excited about something new that I've discovered that we're going to be doing on the 4th of July. Well, the whole weekend celebrating 4th of July. This new yard game that I told y'all about, or I'm sorry, lawn game that I told y'all I played at that event, not event, but the cookout I was at the other night. It's called Bottle Smash. And you put these sticks, they stick down into the ground, and they got a little flat top on it, and you put a bottle that comes with the set. And there's a frisbee. You get two people on each side, and the people on each side are on teams.
Okay.
So the other team throws the frisbee to knock the bottle off of the stick, and you score points if the other team doesn't catch the bottle or the frisbee before they hit the ground. So the bottle is 2 points, I think, and then the frisbee is three. So if they miss both, that's 3 points for the team that threw it.
So I throw the frisbee,
yeah,
trying to knock the bottle off the pole, off the stick.
Right.
And you can catch either or both the bottle or the thing. Mm-hmm. And I get no points if you catch them both.
Right.
But like if you knock the bottle off, I get 3 points for the frisbee or whatever.
No, you get 2 points if the bottle hits the ground and 1 point if the frisbee
hits. Okay, okay.
If all of them hit the ground,
fun. It's three. That sounds cool.
Yeah, it's really fun. And you just basically you would say, okay, you catch the frisbee, I'll catch the bottle. You know, you assign it that way to make it better. But then when I started looking it up, and I Googled Bottle Smash because I wanted to order one, I looked at it and I was like, it's called something else, but it sounded offensive. And so I said, is that why they changed the name of it? Was this called something else and it was offensive? The other name for it is Polish horseshoes. But it said that on Amazon.
Right.
So evidently it's not offensive. It's called Polish horseshoes.
Yeah, once you start including the word Polish, like, this can't be good.
Yeah, any of that. Like if it would have been called Mexican horseshoes, you'd been like, oh, what are...
Yeah,
but, in the example I found on YouTube, it's Polish, P-O-L-E-I-S-H.
Oh, like a pole.
Yeah.
Okay, not
Polish,
because it's on a pole. Not talking about Polish people.
Now the next video is a guy explaining Polish horseshoes. He does not put the E in it. He just spells it P-O-L-I-S-H.
Because at first I'm like, okay, is that a stereotypical dumb joke about Polish people that they're dumb? They think it's horseshoes,
That's what I first thought.
That's why I was like, they really call it that?
Yeah, but here's what I've noticed in going and looking at YouTube videos: anything that is official is P O L E I S H. Everything that's made by somebody showing off the game, whatever, the E is not in there. They're spelling it Polish like Poland.
Mm-hmm.
So there's clearly a distinction these people are trying to be witty in the use of their name, but nobody uses it the right way.
Yikes. Yikes.
That is so funny. Because there are a bunch of these videos. Yeah, every one is Polish horseshoes. One guy calls it Beersby Polish horseshoes. They're playing it in a creek or at a river or something. But all of these are individuals who've posted their own video. Every official video is P-O-L-E-I-S-H.
Because, I mean, I didn't even put the two and two together because I was calling it a stick instead of a pole. Yeah, I just said it goes on a stick.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at this guy showcasing it now.
I mean, I would have been the same way if it would have called it Italian horseshoes.
Yeah.
You know, like, is that some sort of stereotypical joke?
Like, yeah.
Horse heads in the bed? Yeah. I mean, you know, whatever. Well, good to know.
Yeah.
It looks pretty fun.
Because I don't want to offend my Polish brethren and sistren out there.
Great people.
You know, names ending in I and whatnot.
Can you hit the stick or you just can hit the bottom?
You can hit the stick, but you can't hit it at the very bottom.
Okay. So there's a line painted on it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun. Yeah. But, I mean, it also, in the heat, will get you sweating.
Really?
Because, yeah, you got to jump to catch the bottle and you're in the freezer and all that. And if you're my 600-pound life like I am, mainly.
That's funny.
Do you have to be good at throwing a frisbee?
Yeah.
Or it's such a short distance.
You don't have to be great at it, but you do have to. It's hard to hit the stick, and the frisbee's pretty heavy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, Rob?
Is that a game you found here? Like you were able to purchase it somewhere around here?
On the I got it at my Amazon store.
Because I was looking at stores that have it, and I see one is a Michigan store called Meyer, and I was just like, maybe this is a Yankee game.
It probably is a Yankee game because it was a Yankee fella's house we were at.
Who might have been Polish? There's a lot of Polish people.
Their website is polish.com. Over 1.2 million games sold online.
But is
must have game of the year, baby.
Does it call it bottle smash, though? That's bottle what the one.
Bottle bash.
Yeah.
The CEO was like, we're going to call it bottle bash just to avoid any kind of.
Yeah. It's CEO's Mike Wazowski.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, what the hell did we do? Why are we getting dragged in this?
$50. It can be
but
yours.
But you know that they named it that as a tongue-in-cheek thing.
Oh, sure. Yeah. It's just a witty name.
Yeah.
This guy,
but I don't know if they meant it as I don't know if they meant it as an offensive joke to the Polish people or.
Yeah, it shows these people playing it like they're in. Looks like they're in a lake, and they have the poles stuck down in the lake with just the top part sticking up. They're still playing. It looks great.
So, did they have that like in big arenas and all when you went to Poland, Ace?
Not that I saw. No, I didn't. But again, I wasn't paying attention for it.
We have horseshoes.
You know, we've got cornhole.
Yeah.
They've got bottle bash.
Is someone from Poland called a pole?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
And then let's say they're into the art of dance, then they would be called a pole dancer.
There you go.
If you take nothing else from this conversation, make it that.
How far of a drive was that, Ace, to Poland?
It was a long one. It was a long drive. That bridge over the Atlantic was a killer.
Do the people in Poland have the same sounding names that Polish Americans have?
Yes.
They do?
Not all of them, but most of them that I encountered.
It's got a lot of those.
Like Stivic.
Yeah, you'd see it on their, just on their, like on their name tags or the driver. We had a driver one day to take us somewhere, and he had his first and last name. It was something like that. Yeah, like
Wendell.
No,
it's a lot of consonants together. It looks like
He had a thick accent, and you had to. It's a lot of like Peyton and I were in the back of the car. Like, what's he saying? yes, sir. That sounds good. Not really sure what he asked us. I don't know.
I like the Polish people. The ones that are here. I don't know any real, you know, from Poland ones. The
people were super nice in Poland. They were great.
And then their names are fun to say. Like, my favorite Polish name of all time was Reverend Jim on the old sitcom Taxi.
Yeah.
His name was Jim Ignatowski.
Ignatowski.
Yeah.
Love that. Anyway. Our web guy's got a good Polish last name.
Yeah. He does?
Yeah. And, I mean, if you just read it on paper.
Oh, yeah, I have seen it.
Good luck.
It's a doozy.
Right. I have, but I've never known how to pronounce it.
Yeah.
I think I heard him pronounce it one time, and that's the only reason I knew.
I've never heard him talk.
It's he's very really quiet.
Funny. Yeah.
He's funny. He doesn't talk a lot, but he is funny.
Does he have a funny voice?
No, he's got a lot of Polish jokes. He
does. Does he realize?
Yeah. I get him in my email.
No, I've heard him talk. Ace and TJ show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.